This is Texans Huddle, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. By Amity Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. By Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are. And by MD Anderson, making cancer history. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, while this was an entertaining game, needless to say, it brings us to 10 straight losses for your Houston Texans.
That's not possible. Did you say 10 straight losses?
I did.
Unbelievable, but it's true. And they're going to try to break it against the Jacksonville Jaguars, which will be nice. But against the Patriots, you said it, Patty, they played a lot better offensively. They lost the 10-point halftime lead. They got it back. They lost it again, got it back again, but ultimately fell by 3 points, 34-31.
All right, well, let's get into all the details after we check out the highlights in this week's Texans Rewind.
It's been the toughest of seasons for the Texans, a franchise record losing streak, and a near record amount of injured starters. But today, they try to put all of that to the side and stage a monumental upset. One of the best organizations in NFL history is in the building, and it's time to step up to the challenge. Keenum gets the snap, fakes the handoff, has a lot of time, and he throws downfield, has Andre Johnson at the 30, left side, 25, and he steps out of bounds inside the 22-yard line. Keenum hands off to Tate, running to the right, looking for a hole across the 5, breaks a tackle, he's in, touchdown, Ben Tate. The Texans take the early lead. Brady gets the snap. Here's the rush. Brady gets rid of it over the middle, and it's intercepted across the 45. J.J. 50, the 45 of New England, the 40, and he's tripped up at the 32-yard line. Jonathan Joseph with the pick. Brady gets the snap, and here's Merciless to tag him down as Brady took a dive knowing there was heavy pressure. It's a sack for the Texans. Keenum hands off to Tate, running the big hole, 15, 10, cuts inside 5, and he makes it all the way to the end zone. Ben Tate, 20 yards, his second TD of the game. Keenum gets the snap, running to his left, he's going to keep it. Keenum gets in, touchdown Houston, 5-yard run, Case Keenum, as Houston goes back in front.
Case Keenum found rookie DeAndre Hopkins for 66 yards for our HCC Go Get It. It's yours play of the week.
Keenum gets the snap. He's going to throw it. Steps to his left and heaves it long. Left side. Has Hopkins at the 35. 30. Breaking a tackle. 20. And he's down inside the 15-yard line. Big play to DeAndre Hopkins as McCourty made the final stop. Houston looking good in the red zone. 66 yards. Handoff Tate running left, has a hole across the 5. He's in the trifecta. Houston takes the lead again. Ben Tate, a 10-yard touchdown run. 3 on the day for Tate. Gostkowski, 53-yard attempt. The snap is down. The kick is on the way. Plenty of distance, and it's good. The Patriots are in front of the Texans, 34-31. Case gets the snap. He's in his end zone. He steps up, and he fires deep downfield, and it's tipped and incomplete. The game is over, and the losing streak hits 10 in a row as the Texans fall to the New England Patriots, 34-31 at Reliant Stadium. The record falls to 2-10.
Wow, nice job. Great calls, Mark. Do you let Andre ever talk at all?
You know what? He's not talking during those highlights, but believe me, he says plenty during the broadcast. He just doesn't make the actual play-by-play.
Yeah, well, let's give Andre a little shout-out because this week marks the 24th anniversary, I believe, of him winning the Heisman Trophy. So.
You know what? I want you to tell him that because 24 years ago, okay, Dre, it's not exactly last Tuesday, if you know what I'm saying.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this one. Let's start with Ben Tate because here's a guy who the Houston Texans have been relying on with Arian Foster out, the cracked ribs, but boy, clearly he's getting healthy and put up some big numbers this week.
I think that's a big factor, Patty. He's healthy now. Ribs are feeling a bit better. Some of the other injury issues that have been plaguing him are better as well. And Tate runs for over 100 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's the first 3 touchdown rushing performance for a Texan since Arian Foster did it in the 2010 season opener. And to see Ben Tate looking so spry was a very welcome sight, and I think it also helped out Case Keenum.
Well, let's talk about Case Keenum because he's improving each and every week. And Gary Kubiak has made a real point this week, especially, to talk about developing him, wanting to get his completion percentage up. And that's really what we're going to see a lot of over these next four games. But he took some steps this week, and I want to know your thoughts if Gary being down there on the field was helpful and beneficial.
Well, the numbers when Gary was down there on the field before he went down with the mini stroke were much better for Case. And with Gary upstairs, Gary out of the building, not so much. Against the Patriots, I thought it was his best game. The numbers weren't as good as they were earlier, like against the Colts in the first half. But overall, when you consider the Patriots now have the full scouting report on him, Case was able to execute much of the time anyway. The running game did help, but it's not like they ran for 200 yards. They ran for 120-something, and Case was able to get the ball downfield, and they were able to score and retake the lead a few times. Like I said, that was huge for this team.
And Andre Johnson just continues to just be just... I mean, there's so many adjectives I could use there. A baller, just unbelievable. Reaches the 900 reception mark, the second fastest in NFL history. And I know he'd give it all back to have made that catch at the end of the game.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Andre Johnson's a total pro. The fact that he's doing what he's doing at his age is incredible. And I don't think he's going to slow down, Patty. I think you're looking at 3-4 more years of this kind of productivity from Andre Johnson. Now, I think I said that 3 or 4 years ago, so I'm just going to extend that. Just keep moving it out there in the future.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. Plenty more on the other side. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. As promised, we're going to turn the page on the Patriots game, on those 10 losses, head down to Jacksonville, focus on the 3-9 Jags, who actually and ironically have won 3 out of their last 4, Mark.
Patty, they are starting to feel very good about themselves. Those 3 wins are on the road for the Jaguars. One of them, of course, against the Texans. They beat Tennessee in Nashville. They beat Cleveland in Ohio. So they feel pretty good about the way they're going. And remember, they've been out of it for a while. So they're used to this sort of situation. They're playing at the end of the season, trying to build momentum for next year. They know their coach, Gus Bradley, is going to be around for the next campaign. And who knows what they do at the quarterback position. But this is a tough matchup. And I think both teams are going to be eager to show the nation, I mean, now national television, of course, that they are actually in better shape than you would think for a team of their record. And the Texans aching to break the losing streak. The Jaguars trying to show that, hey, this momentum is for real. They're a franchise going in the right direction.
Well, because it is a short week and everything is kind of crammed in, kind of helpful that it's a team that you just saw 11 days ago. Advantage anyone?
I think it's great. And Gary Kubiak said earlier this week, they want to play. They need to play fast. It's not like they want to wait a whole extra week or extra few days to take the field again. They want to get the taste out of their mouths. So, yeah, you might not feel as physically fresh as you normally would, but Jacksonville's in the same boat. And momentum-wise, look, you did have some good things happen against the Patriots, like we discussed, offensively. And that was the problem against the Jags when you put up only 2 field goals. So let's see if they can carry that in to this game against the Jags.
Yeah, and that's really kind of where I was going with my next question. Just 2 weeks ago, such a low-scoring affair, and then this last weekend against the Patriots, an entirely different Houston Texans offense. Any particular thing you saw, any trends there that maybe we can anticipate this weekend?
Running the ball well with Ben Tate. I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to have Ben Tate continue to do what he did against the Patriots when he went for over 100 yards. I know Dennis Johnson had the 70-plus yard game against the Jags a week ago Sunday. Now you get Ben Tate going. You get play action, all those other good things. Keenum has got to play better than he did against the Jags last time, and I think he will. What you saw against the Patriots was execution. That's what they didn't have offensively against Jacksonville.
Well, you know, it seemed like most of the year we've been talking special teams and really how inconsistent they've been, and really these last 3 games they have been, and that's just something we can continue to kind of look for these silver linings and some positive things.
Well, it's a great point. You know, special teams-wise, they've been a lot more solid these last 3 games. Randy Bullock has 6 in a row now over the 3-game span. Keyshawn Martin had that punt return for a touchdown against the Raiders, had the big kickoff return against the Patriots to get them close to midfield. You got to like that. So you're seeing the seedlings here, better play on special teams, and you'll take it. They had 2 of the 3 phases against the Patriots. Defense wasn't there. And unfortunately, they still have to play a complete game this season. They haven't done it yet, and that's a big reason why they're 2-10.
All right, so if you had to pick one key going into this weekend, what would it be?
I would say running the football, Patty. That's the key here. All the good things in the Texans' recipe for winning football games feeds off the run. When you're talking about passes, play action, whatnot, when you're talking about the defense not being on the field as much, and I know the Jacksonville Jaguars are not exactly an offensive juggernaut. They're dead last in the league offensively, but they played okay enough against the Texans to win the football game.
All right, we'll have much more on Jacksonville at the bottom of the hour. We will be live. Mark and I will quick change clothes, fly to Jacksonville, and give you a one-hour live pregame show leading up to the game, so be sure to stay here. But right now, we have to take a timeout. Don't go away. We'll have more when we come back. Congratulations to November's Whataburger Player of the Month, linebacker Whitney Mercilus. Mercilus and nominator Danielle Manning will appear on December 10th from 6 to 7 p.m. at 18190 Gulf Freeway in Friendswood. Be sure to go to HoustonTexans.com and register for your chance to win Lunch with a Texan, which includes lunch in the Texans cafeteria with the Texans Community Player of the Year. The nominees for Player of the Year honors are Whitney Mercilus, nose tackle Earl Mitchell, cornerback Kareem Jackson, and guard Wade Smith. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. As Mark just said in the last segment, the running game is key. Running game cannot be successful without a healthy and cohesive offensive line, and the Houston Texans have been improving in that area as well.
Patty, they did a good job against the Patriots. Case Keenum was sacked only once in the game. Obviously, they did a good job run blocking for Ben Tate, who had over 100 yards. And you got to love the three Pro Bowlers on the left side with Myers, Wade Smith, and Dwayne Brown. And Wade Smith alternated a bit with Ben Jones in the game. Brandon Brooks has been improving at right guard as a run blocker for sure, and also as a pass protector. And you have to see continued improvement out of Derek Newton at right tackle. You know they've been subbing in Ryan Harris from time to time there.
Well, you know, I had Brandon Brooks on the postgame show on Sunday, and he talked about just really the pride that they took in a successful running game, in keeping Case Keenum upright. But while I was talking to him, Wade Smith walked by and snapped a little picture of him on the south. And I thought, oh, that's cute. They're taking pictures of, you know.
Wow.
And he was not happy because, you know why?
He gets fined.
He gets fined. Kangaroo court. I had a chance to actually sit down with Wade and talk about it. And he happens to be the grand poobah.
Favorite off-season vacation? Where do you like to go travel?
Vegas. Hands down, Vegas. We do an O-line trip to Vegas every year. So that usually is the best trip of the off-season.
Well, now we've had, obviously, O-linemen in here today, and I'd say three out of the five or six all said Vegas. So you guys go together? Tell me a little bit about that trip.
Yes, we do. Basically, we have fine system that we do during the season. We find each other for just various things, like, you know, if you have a false start of practice, if you are late to a meeting, if you pass gas in a meeting, all types of stuff. So we collect all that money throughout the year, and then we use it to take a trip to Vegas at the end of the year, kind of a team building type thing. It's cool.
If you pass gas, seriously, who kind of came up with that one?
Hey, I don't know about where things started. I mean, it started way back at the Denver line, way back in the 90s, but it's just been passed down over the years.
And are they ranked different things?
Yeah, different things called different amounts. It's different roles. You know, you have a judge, you have sergeant in arm, you have a treasurer, you have a recorder, you have all these different things that you have to be elected to have these roles, and so yeah, it's a big deal for us.
You sound like you probably have a fairly high role in this process.
Yeah, since I've been here, I've been the judge for the last 3 years, and you know, hopefully I'll be the judge again this year. So we'll see.
Is there someone who's a bigger offender, or you know, more than others? Someone stands
usually
out?
Guys get fined according to what their salary is. It usually works that way somehow. I don't know how, but you know, the guys that get paid the most usually do the most media interviews and things of that nature, and you get fined for that as well. So anything that makes you stand out from the group. So that's usually how it works.
So as you sit here talking to me, are you getting fined?
No, because it's the off season. In the off season, everything is free go, unless of course this airs during the season and somebody sees it, then you can be fined for it.
What's the most you kind of named some of them, but is there a set list of rules, or can you just as the judge, can you arbitrarily fine someone for something?
No, there has to be precedent for anything that goes on. I can't just willy-nilly make up a rule. Now anybody can raise something like, you know, we need to start fining for this. And it can be voted on, and if everybody, the majority rules, it can be passed. But for the most part, there's a set list of finable offenses.
So it's more of a democracy versus a dictatorship?
Definitely. Definitely not a dictatorship at all, no.
But you have veto powers?
Definitely, yeah. Being the judge, you can strike things down, and you know, it's a good role to be in. But it's a very important role. There's a lot of responsibility to it, so.
Well, and is there any corruption in this role? Can you be...
Listen, I can't speak on any prior judges, what I know since I've been in my office, there's no corruption with me.
You can't be bought.
No.
Okay, so
because you got to understand, all the fines, it all goes to a great place. A trip to Vegas at the end of the year. So the more fines it is, the more fun you have when you're in Vegas. So you usually want to find people. You want to find reasons to. So.
Well, you love to see those guys having fun like that. You know, we should have some little like swear jar or something for every time we mess up.
Oh, it would be empty. Or a mistake jar. Every time we make a mistake, it would be empty as well.
It would be empty as
well. Or every time we crack up on the set and we edit it out, empty.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Empty, because this 30-minute show that you're watching right now took us about 2.5 hours to shoot. All right, we just take our final time out here on Texas Huddle. Don't go away. We've got Mailbag on the other side.
Texas Huddle has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. By Amity Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. By Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are. And by MD Anderson, making cancer history.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside Mark Vandermeer here at Reliance Stadium. And you know, Mark, sometimes, actually a lot of the times, the people that are there watching us at home don't get the opportunity to experience all the great things that go on here at Reliance Stadium on game day. And there's some great stuff. What's some of your favorite things?
Seeing Patty Smith on the Reliant Energy deck.
That's
okay.
A good one.
Yes, that's very good. And also the cheerleaders. I like that as well.
That's even better.
And, you know, there are a lot of things. I mean, and the video boards here are fantastic, largest in the world. So you get a glimpse of everything that's going on the field real up close, okay? By the way, did you know that you're as large as a small building when you're at the Lion Energy deck?
Did you know that that's not anything you should ever tell a woman? You're as large as a small building?
It sounds very bad. But yeah. On the video board, you're larger than life. You're... I'm not going to survive
you
this.
You can't get out of this one. Yeah, just back up, stand down. I'll take it from here. From the Reliant Energy deck, as Mark mentioned, I've had the opportunity up there to give away some homes. Yes, actual homes for Operation Finally Home. Well, this week at the Patriots game, Drew Doherty had the honors. While serving in Afghanistan in 2011, Lance Corporal Siantre Shelton's platoon was attacked and he was struck by an explosive device. Corporal Shelton suffered a patella fracture, nerve damage, shrapnel scars, a traumatic brain injury, and ultimately an amputation below the knee of his right leg. The Purple Heart recipient was on hand for Sunday's game to be honored for his service to our country. And as I mentioned, our Drew Doherty had a surprise for Corporal Shelton and his family.
Siantre, we're so honored to have you here as our guest today, and on behalf of the Houston Texans organization, we have a special little gift for you. It's an autographed ball from the team. But that is not all. We're joined by our friend Dan Walrath. He's the founder of Operation Finally Home. That's a nonprofit whose mission is to assist wounded and disabled vets get their lives back on track by providing new homes. Today, we're proud to announce that your family has been chosen to receive a custom-built mortgage-free home in Houston, Texas. Also, your pantries are going to be stocked full of groceries thanks to HEB. It's all possible thanks to Operation Finally Home. The Texans, proud to support Operation Finally Home. And Siantre, congratulations and job well done.
Wow, Mark, you know, no matter what's going on here, wins and loss-wise, that's really what it's all about.
Those always get me, Patty. I mean, the home for the holiday stuff, this, incredible stuff. Anytime you involve a member of our military, armed forces, in a situation like that, I mean, you can't help but well up.
I know what else gets you and kind of makes you well up a little.
What's that?
Mailbag.
Oh, I love Mailbag! Presented by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game and check out HoustonTexans.com for our weekly winners with Drew Doherty and DP Sidhu.
All right, Robbie wants to know, with all that is being said about Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, Spygate 2, is there any validity to that?
I don't think so, Patty. I think that in the NFL, there's some heavy-duty scouting going on. In fact, I know this. Every move you make on a football field is recorded. Therefore, they can get all your tendencies. They know their own tendencies. teams switch up, and I think that's probably the likeliest thing to happen here, a switch up in the way the Patriots handle their business. Do players talk? Can things leak out? I think that's a possibility as well, but I don't think it happened in this particular context. We'll find out more as the weeks unfold.
All right, and finally, Ernest wants to know, as the season kind of comes to a close, how would you evaluate the draft choices?
I think anytime you hit with your first and second choices, you're feeling very good about things. DJ Swearinger, the second round pick, looks good to me as a safety. He's learning, obviously. And DeAndre Hopkins, I think, is going to be terrific. You know, made another big play against the Patriots. Would you like to see more volume? Sure. But it's not like they're targeting him a ton. He's not catching balls. He's made some plays for you already. I like that. The rest of the class, I like Ryan Griffin, the sixth round draft choice, the tight end. Hey, Chris Jones, who you let go, he's with the Patriots starting right now. And you couldn't afford to keep everybody. He didn't show you enough to keep him in camp. I won't evaluate the whole class, but I will say this. You lost David Quisenberry to an injury early. He's on IR. You lost Brennan Williams, a guy who was supposed to contribute at right tackle, maybe even right away, to an injury in the preseason. So those two players, you have them in your stable. They'll be available to you next year. I think that they're going to pay dividends. It's way too early to write a full review on this class. It's an incomplete so far.
All right, well, it's not too early. In fact, it's just 2 hours away from kickoff. What do you say we go get those Jacksonville Jags?
Let's do it tonight!
All right, that's all the time we have for this show, but stay right where you are because Texans Countdown Live is coming up next. And then after the game, be sure to flip right back over here to Fox Sports Southwest for Texas Wrap Live, where hopefully we are wrapping up a Houston Texans victory.
Successful people are going to make mistakes in things that they do, but one thing that happens when you bond together is that you never quit. Let's get the taste out of our mouth, okay, and do the things that we can do. We're getting ready to get in a dog fight, okay? Ride with me one time today. Let's ride on three. One, two, three, ride!